I'm Marilyn Heider. A San Diego-based biotech company is developing a non-opioid procedure to treat chronic pain. To give you an idea of how long it takes to get this type of procedure tested and approved, we talked to the CEO of Anabios Corporation, Dr. Andrew Getty. He will explain his company is the first to use human neurons for advancing new pain drugs. Anabios focuses on transitional pain research, explained by Dr. Getty.
We actually tackled the problem of pain and opioids taking a different strategy. So we recognized one of the biggest challenges is to identify drugs that really work in men. So traditionally, the pharmaceutical industry has done experiments on isolated cells or using animal models, which can be rats and mice. And the problem is that quite often, drugs that seem to be doing wonder in those animals are either completely ineffective or outright toxic in humans. So our approach is different. We have established a network of collaborations with hospitals and transplant centers throughout the U.S., and we can obtain organs and tissues from organ donors that have been consented for use in research, and we bring these samples to the laboratory. We can keep these tissues and samples alive so that we can actually measure drug effects directly on, say, a human heart or a human pain neuron. And this gives you a much better window on the real potential of a drug to treat patients instead of just rodents.
So the drugs that you are using to test on the human organs are not opioid. What are they?
So these are a series of drugs that are targeting molecules called sodium channels. These are molecules that are primarily responsible for the electrical impulses in nerves. And it has been known for a long time that these are good targets potentially for pain treatment. In fact, when you go to the dentist, the little local anesthetics that they often put on your gum, these are sodium channel blockers. So we are now using our human tissue type of technology to identify sodium channel blockers that are safe for systemic use. So you can take a pill or you can have an injection, and these drugs are modulated in such a way that they provide pain relief without causing serious side effects.
Is a sodium channel blocker a compound like a drug, or is it something that's natural?
It's a drug. It's a small molecule that is tweaked in such a way to essentially hit only the sodium channels that are on the pain sensing neurons so that it leaves alone the sodium channels in the heart, the brain, other parts of the body. Still an artificial chemical, but the molecules we're working with are potent enough that we hope we'll be able to deliver in very small doses and yet provide good efficacy. One thing that is interesting about this mechanism of action is that it is not going to provide any addiction. So there's no risk to create the issues that the opioids have caused.
So it kind of sounds like you would target an area with pain, kind of like you can zoom in with a laser, like your pill is going to go just to the area that's affected. Is that right?
That is correct. And specifically target the molecules in the nerves that are responsible for generating all these electrical impulses that we then perceive as pain.
Now, what's the next step in your work? Are you at the experimental stage, or are you doing it?
So, we're in a fairly advanced experimental stage, and we hope in the next year or two to actually start moving the front runners in clinical studies. And that will really be the ultimate proof of the potential efficacy and safety of these molecules.
And so these sodium blockers, do they have much of a possible side effect?
From what we have seen so far, not really, certainly not in the range of doses that would be used therapeutically. We think that the molecules that we have developed utilizing human tissue as a test will provide actually a much safer profile.
And so you're hoping to get some drugs going in a year. How long has this process been?
So the process until now has been approximately 4 or 5 years of basic research of these compounds, plus also the development of this methodology that relies on the use of human cells and tissue to discover drugs.
Is it often that companies get donor organs to do their research?
No, it isn't. And in fact, we are specifically in the field of pain. We're the only company in the world adopting this approach, but we're also collaborating and offering this technology to other pharmaceuticals that are trying to develop alternatives to opioids. And we also collaborate with several of the major academic labs around the world that are trying to understand the basic biology of human pain.
And you're going to be presenting your findings at the World Congress on Pain.
That is correct.
I would imagine that a lot of talk's going to be about opioids at this convention.
Yes, absolutely. Opioids, and in these days, any discussions about opioids is really a discussion about alternative to the opioids.
How long has your company been here in San Diego?
So we've been in San Diego since 2010. Initially, we were funded by a group of local investors, a group called Pecost Angels. And since then, we have actually generated our own revenues. We had a second round on financing a couple of years ago. So we're well established here.
That's Dr. Andrew Getty, the CEO at Anabios Corporation. You can find details at their website, anabios.com. Marilyn Heider, Cogo News.